Cape Talk. Food.
Two elements to our food segment today, both of them looking at foodie events which are coming up in the first quarter of the year. First, I'm going to touch base with a repeat event which all Cape Town restaurants can participate in, celebrating the food of France. And then a little bit later on, we'll find out about a women-only food event which is coming our way in February. To start with, though, remember last year we told you about the Good France campaign, which invited local restaurants to feature French-inspired dishes on their menu for a particular week. It's back again in 2019. In fact, it'll be the fifth installment of this event, and they're actually looking for more restaurants than ever before to get involved this year. Spokesperson for the event, Yana Brugier from the Consulate General of France, joins me on the line to tell us what's involved. She's the political and press counsellor for the French Consulate. Yana, good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Hi, Pippa. How are you?
Very well.
Thank you for having me today.
Good. Won't you just remind us what the event is all about? It aims to showcase the food of France and what else?
Yes, exactly. So it is an international celebration of French cuisine. It takes place every year across the world in March. So this year it will be, as you said, the fifth edition, and it will take place on the week of the 18th of March. So it was a big success last year. Across the world, 3,000 chefs participated in 150 countries. In South Africa, there are 22 restaurants in South Africa and Lesotho. And we hope for much more restaurants this year. And the chefs who participated, so they are expected to prepare a special Good France menu that includes an aperitif, a starter, one or two main courses, a cheese platter, and or a dessert, and with wines, of course.
So do those have to be French wines and champagnes served alongside, I assume?
No, it can be, well, especially here, it can be South African.
Because ours are so good.
We would not impose our wine.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the idea, Yana, is obviously that restaurant goers come and enjoy the food and hopefully feel inspired to think, if this is what I'd be serving, be eating in France, maybe I must add France to my next itinerary for a holiday. But it's about more than that, really. It's about sort of celebrating ties between the nations and recognizing that there are little pockets of France really scattered all over the world.
Yes, exactly. Actually, the decision to start it followed UNESCO's decision to put gastronomic meal of the French on the intangible cultural heritage list of the world. So, of course, yes, it creates food is about sharing with people, so it's about diplomacy, actually.
Okay.
So it's important that we promote gastronomy as not only French culture but a way of sharing together for a peaceful world, let's say.
Love it. Yana, is there a particular theme each year? Does it perhaps move between different regions of France? Because I know a meal in the south of France is a very different thing from a meal in the heart of Paris. Do you set any kind of theme or request or restrictions on those participating?
So this year there are two teams, actually. It's more of a suggestion than a request, because sometimes in some countries it can be difficult to achieve. But this year we have as a team the sustainable gastronomy. So finding local products, or there are different ways in which you can promote sustainable gastronomy, and also the French region of Provence. So I don't know if you know a bit about France. This is the south, so it's a very healthy food, actually. It's with fish and tomatoes and olives. It's very light and healthy food.
And very delicious food. I should add to that as well, Yana. Okay, now it's early days yet. As you said, the week itself happening on the 18th of March. It would be wonderful to see that number of 22 restaurants going up exponentially. How do restaurants who want to participate get involved in this event?
So it's actually very easy. They just have to register on the platform before the 15th of February. So they can go to our website, zadeamberfrance.org or goodfrance.com, and register the restaurant and put the menu there, and it's free. And from that, then they will benefit from the communication around the event that will take place here in South Africa, but also internationally. And they will be invited to a VIP lounge event at the French residence before the week starts. So it's very easy, actually.
the final really thing is to encourage restaurants to do exactly that. Jano, what's the feedback you've received from your South African partners who took part last year about what it meant to them and to their customer base?
Well, it was actually a very, very good feedback this year, last year. Restaurants were very happy with, the turnout, that people came, were interested. We had like a very big, campaign, publicity campaign in TV, but also in billboards. So this attracts people, it attracts new clients that, maybe don't know about the restaurant. And, yes, it creates new opportunities for restaurants. For instance, last year there was a chef, a French chef that came, here, and, he was for the French residence doing a meal at the French residence, but then he also did a special event at a restaurant in Johannesburg for a seasoned restaurant.
Okay, lots of good reasons for restaurateurs in Cape Town to consider it. Jano, I hope they will do just that and sign up. We will tweet the link to the relevant webpage during the next ad break if you didn't catch it there. And we hope you get a fantastic response, Jano, and that you're able to celebrate all across Cape Town with some fantastic French cooking. Can't wait for the week of the 18th of March.
Thank you very much. Me too.
Merci beaucoup. Jano Brugier, political and press counselor at the French Embassy in South Africa, or the Consulate General to be specific. We will share the link to the sign up page. It is a slightly complicated address, so rather than repeat it, I'll simply share the link on our Twitter feed. If you're looking for it, just pop onto Twitter and take a look at Cape Talk. Or if you're driving and couldn't take it down, drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.